Ash catches Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up. Here with Pixel Loose, Michael Schumer. Hello.
Yo, yo,
Without your
yo.
webcam.
I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm moving.
Yes.
I'll have my webcam back
We will
eventually.
allow it for now, this week alone. Once you get your new place, though, I'm gonna see your setup. It's gonna
It's
be
gonna be
legit. All right,
nice.
we are talking Last of Us. Season two, season three. We're talking about the big news for The Last of Us. It's been about 6 weeks since we talked Last of Us season two. So we're going to talk how we feel about season two 6 weeks out. We're going to talk about the Neil Druckmann news, and then we're going to talk season three predictions because we said we're going to do that video. We did not do it yet, so we're here to do it today. And that's pretty much it. All right, first question. How do we feel about season two 6 weeks later?
You want me to start or you want to go
I'll let you
first?
start.
I've really thought about it a little, like I've heard a few times. I gotta say, I think I'm a very strong start with a whimpering finish, is how I would
That's
describe
good.
it.
That's yeah. I don't know if you, I agree with that.
But I would say, like, the decline was pretty sharp towards the last two episodes, I wanna say, if I'm recalling to
Last three.
remember right.
I think the worst episode's episode
Yeah.
five, if I remember correctly.
Was it the Nora episode?
Yeah, I just remember there wasn't much like before that. It all kind of just like led up to it, and it was like it was the Spore episode.
Yeah, that was definitely five then. Yep. Yeah, that was definitely the Nora episode,
Yeah,
I
that was
mean.
my least favorite.
Yeah, that was that just it started off. Whoa, it started off really strong, and I think the more I think about it, the show does its best stuff when it kind of takes its own direction.
Path.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like
That's an
the first
it's an
two, three
interesting
episodes.
take for the news that we received over the last couple of
Yeah.
weeks.
I would say, like, I have some big concerns about it. I feel like they're, well, we'll save it for that. I'll save my concerns for that. I think.
Yeah.
I just think overall, if somebody, I don't think it's near, I don't even know if I'd say it's even near half as good as the first season, to be honest with you. I think the decline is so sharp, is like the problem. As it goes from being like top tier television, you gotta watch it, to like, you'd binge watch it on Netflix one night and be like, that was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. So what I realized is my thoughts on the season tanked over time
Yep.
because I think with the general consensus is this season was a lot weaker than the first season. And I also think with the Neil Druckmann now dropping out, it's just season two, I think in some degree, I think you can say it was a train wreck.
Yeah.
Especially now that
Yeah.
Neil Druckmann has left. I think if he stayed on for season three, season four, for the rest of the show, I think it would have been fine. I don't know if you can say it was a train wreck, but the fact that he this it seems like there was some type of discourse between the two. And honestly, it felt like the season, especially later on, it felt like there was two different directions that they wanted to go, either more towards the game or more towards TV. And we get this kind of like half decision that just didn't quite hit. So I looked at my old the old outlines, kind of the old our last podcast. Talk about Last of Us, and I gave it a four, and then I was like dot dot dot. I think I'm leaning towards a four minus. I watched some of the shows or some of the episodes today, just kind of getting like rejogging my memory, what I thought about each episode, kind of like going through, just generally what happened in the episodes, and I'm like, I enjoyed pretty much the entire season. First three episodes, we were like riding high. It was still that four plus five minus pace, but I agree that like towards the end, it didn't really quite work out, and it started to like the quality. Like I think the quality was still rather good. It was just one the ending of season two, where they decided to end it, and I think that was the place where I always figured they would end it, which is day one or day three, Ellie, right in the theater scene. But I think they planning for that to be your endpoint of season two and then having a 2 year gap for season three, I think that was just a bad decision in general. It makes sense. It makes sense that you would stop there, but I'm like, I feel like if you're going to stop there, you have to have a next season like
Locked in, yeah, coming in hot.
coming in like a few months later or another year later. I'm like, I would rather waited another year to get like both seasons kind of back to back. So waiting, so doing it mid-season, like we weren't getting a full story. It feels like Across from the Spider-Verse, which is a five if it had an ending. Like that movie's a five if it had an ending. Spider-Man Across from the Spider-Verse, but it wasn't. It didn't end it. It ended with like kind of a part one, and they're just it gives you this unsatisfactory feeling, and everything else was an A. But like the movie, I gave it like a five minus. I'm like, I don't know how it ends. Like the story's not done. This season, we get seven episodes. Look, seven episodes is just not enough.
No,
Like
you
it
need like a
really.
full 10. I think,
I agree. 10 is perfect.
I think that you could have even ended like you almost got to end it at a stranger point. Like ending it on a cliffhanger is just such a yuck taste.
I don't.
I've always hated when TV shows do that because, well, at least in the sense of like, okay, for this show specifically, because it feels like you're reading a book. And then you get to let's say there's 300 pages, you get to page 250, and then somebody's like, wait, all the pages are empty. Or like somebody ripped out the last 150 pages.
Oh yeah.
So you're kind of, it's like a chat, it's not a, this is the problem. It's not a book ending cliffhanger, it's a chapter ending cliffhanger
Yep.
where you want to actually know what happens next. And I think the problem is, and like as much as I love it in the game, that does not work in a TV space for where it's, and for knowing where, and like, I'm sure we're going to get to this momentarily, but knowing where the show is supposed to head next, I feel like a lot of audience members are going to feel very frustrated and feel very like,
We have to wait, what, 4 years to get the Ellie story again? And we have to wait 2 years to conclude the story with
Even if
an
they do end in season three, because I kind of wonder, or do you want to get into season three predictions now? Because I guess this kind of bleeds in, or do you want to keep on do you have a few more things to say on this?
I have a few more things to say on
All right, you
like
say
season
that.
two.
I
Okay.
got my take on season three.
So I think I ended up. I'm going to say it's a four minus show, or for season two, it's a four minus. I think season one's a four plus. I'm like, there is elite episodes. It missed the first season was missing like an episode. Season two, I'm like, it's great and honestly elite in so many places this season, but there's just so many decisions that just kind of let us down to the point where it was like, what are you doing? Like. Season one, I didn't really ask the question of what you were doing. It made sense. And I also wasn't doing the podcast for this season. I still haven't actually like listened to the podcast for season two. But there's so many times where I'm like, what are you doing with the story? Like, I'm blinking. The spores. Why are you withholding spores from the subway scene? Change that completely and then keep the spores from the Nora scene. Like, the spore thing is fine. I like that they did spores. It doesn't make sense to me that you're like, you're going to keep spores for this one specific hospital when you chose not to do spores for anything else. It just feels inconsistent. The decisions with Ellie, where she just, the story was about vengeance and they took that away from her this season. And I'm like, it need like, she wasn't as vengeful as she needed for the story to work. It seems like, whatever, whoever was leading the whole Ellie Dina relationship, it seemed like they were trying to redo season one, like even harder, like the theme of love. But I'm like, no, season two, like that's a backdrop. The theme is grief. The theme is forgiving. The theme is vengeance. It's not about love. The love is like a secondary thing, but like it almost took like.
In a way, it's like the love is like it shows how grief and rage can
Yeah.
poison and destroy love.
But it
Like,
almost felt like that theme took over for
yeah,
the
I would agree.
season. And I'm like, who made that decision? Like the whole like, I'm gonna be a dad. It's like Ellie shouldn't be in that mind spot. She should be pissed the fuck
That's
off
my
like
thing
she
is
was
I
in the
think
game.
you just nailed it right on the head. Is like Ellie didn't go dark enough this season, and like in the game, it's this. I can understand people would be like, I can understand how it's very complex and grief is very complex. And I remember there being points when my own father passed where like everything's fine. But my dad was murdered with a fucking golf club in front of me by a girl that blamed, well, you know, whatever. Like there's a lot of like, and in the game, there's even in the happy moments, there's kind of this muted sensation, like muted feeling. I don't know how to explain it. Like all the happiness is kind of like juxtaposed with the grief and rage that Ellie's feeling. She's never, even in her happiest moments with Dina, she's never fully there. She's still kind of there. And in the show, I don't know if I can put the blame on Bella at all, maybe a little bit. No, I don't think so,
I
because I think
don't
it's the
know.
writing. I think it's the writing. Like the quips and jokes were just, it was more season one Ellie, not this young woman who's going through a tremendous amount of survivor's guilt and.
I don't blame Bella Ramsey because I think of the one scene from like season episode three where she's in the hospital and she has this like mask. She's making jokes. She's, you know, messing around with everybody. But then she walks from the hospital in the hallway to outside, and you can just see that transition from like, you know, that happy-go-lucky push everything off Ellie to just the deep sadness. And like I see Bella doing like a terrific job. I think she's doing great. I think she's doing her version of Ellie, and I think the fact that she doesn't look like Ellie half the time bothers a lot of people. And this Ellie is a lot happier. This Ellie is not the most like on her own as she was in the games. I don't think that's on her because that's the writing. That's writing. They chose to make Dina a little bit more important. They chose to get Dina a little bit more involved. There's just a lot of like small decisions that like in the episode I was fine with, but like looking at the grand scheme of things, I'm like, this just feels like a weak season because it feels like whoever wrote the story doesn't quite understand how to make season two work. And I always thought season two was going to be tricky, and I was worried about it because like, how do you make this game, which has such a weird pacing, it's a weird structure, and like it's built for a video game. This the game of part two, the story was not built whatsoever for TV because a lot of the stuff that happens, a lot of the lore, a lot of like the story was done before we started playing the game, because like a lot of the interesting stuff that happened at Jackson wouldn't make for a great video game unless you're playing like a survival, build up your camp, you know, doing missions type of game. You wouldn't have like the action survival horror game of that story, like of Jackson. But for TV, and this is where I think they should have done season two and just be all in Jackson to build up the lore, which they did a little bit, but they did it within like three episodes instead of a season. I feel like Seattle's not that interesting from a television standpoint, where Jackson is very interesting. In the game, Jackson's boring as hell because you're not doing a whole lot unless you're playing a whole different game, and that's like what you build. Whereas Seattle's super interesting because you're going through building by building, you're going through dungeon by dungeon. You're like, you can have this love, romantic type of story with Dina because you're spending so much time together that you have time to, you know, have love. Because if you have 24 hours in the day and you only sleep for 8 hours, you have 16 hours, like you're not going to be pissed off and angry trying to kill everything in front of you for 16 hours. That's a lot of energy. So this is where you build and break down characters. Ellie's going to have a good time. But in the show, you get more of good Ellie. And it's like, that doesn't seem realistic. We should
No.
be seeing grieving
Well,
Ellie.
especially at this point where she is, like she's this close to her father's killer kind of
Yeah.
thing. So I think, well, so I'm
She
going to
should be
piggyback off what you said. I don't
raging a
know.
little bit.
I think the other way they could have corrected this, well, I think we both agree on this. They needed at least three more episodes. Hands down, I don't think there's a debate on that. And I think it would have been great if they took an episode to kind of do their own thing. Be like, hey, let's have a Scar encounter with Ellie and Dina. Like a different from the game. Let's do our own thing. I do think the other thing they should have done, even if they kept the scene that I disagree most vehemently with, them putting in this season is I think they should have done an A, kind of like Westworld, an A plot, B plot with like, or maybe not Westworld. I'm trying to think of a better show.
It's like Westworld fell off.
A plot, well, just like it's just an A, better like an A plot, B plot, but like have the B plot be like the flashbacks through the episodes. Because I do think them showing all the stuff with Joel, I just think it's just too much to like, you know what I mean? I think seeing it throughout the season would have done.
I like what they did with that episode, 'cause like the beginning line of do be like I just want you to do better than what my father
Sure.
is. Like as a dad, like hits me hard, and I'm like, okay, I think about that again and again. Like that comes back to me, but I'm like, I agree that like that episode should have been a whole season. I'm gonna just stick with that. That episode should have just been a whole season too, ending with Joel's death. I don't know. I feel like just I don't think they did season two justice. I think they went half and half of like trying to fit it for TV, but still trying to make it for the video game and kind of keep that video game pacing. And I'm like, you can't.
It's too narratively dissonant and chaotic to do that. And I think, I mean, that was a complaint of the game. That's a complaint the fans of the game even had. They're like, yeah, the plot's a little, yet they really stick with it to get involved.
I'm
But
like, I love the plot of the game,
I do too.
honestly.
Oh, I do too. But it's the
It's
one
so.
criticism. I'm like, yeah, like I'm willing to overlook it because I love how it pays off and I think it does it a lot. But I can understand how somebody would be like, holy shit, okay, what the fuck? And like keeping track of it. And like then there's a lot of jarring changes and.
So let's talk about this more, and we're going to go into the Neil Druckmann stuff. So Neil Druckmann decided that, or I don't know if he decided. I don't think we know the details other than he's stepping down. Him and the other writer of part two is stepping down to focus
Wait, Haley
on.
Gross is too?
Yep.
Oh, that scares me. That really
I'm
scares
pretty
me.
sure she's stepping down as well, and
I
I
got it. We
believe.
got. I got it. We got to confirm this.
Yeah, you confirm it, and then Greg Mazin's going to be running season three, and as well as possibly season four, depending on how they decide to end the series. And I would be a lot more scared if I didn't trust Greg Mazin wholly. Like I had someone, like when I was discussing my D&D stuff and I was discussing my character, I had someone quote me Greg Mazin asking me about this character. Like, hey, do you have a theme? Do you have a phrase for your character? I do now, by the way. But this was like this guy was quoting me Greg Mazin and that teach me different parts of writing. This is an artist that we're working on for Roll for the End, which is going to be our D&D show coming up real soon. Hopefully within a month, if not a little bit after. Definitely this summer. I'm plugging here now, by the way. But yeah, so like I trust Greg Mazin. So I'm just questioning, I'm like, did season two struggle and why did it struggle? Obviously, I think that looking at the tea leaves, Greg Mazin said that he's not doing anything past part two. And I thought that was really interesting. Like, why would you say that? Why would you say you're not doing anything after part two? You didn't say that before part one. You didn't say anything about season one. Like you were like, oh, we'll do season one, and then we decided to do part two, season two. But then right before season two airs, he makes that statement. And I'm just like, that's a weird statement to make at that spot. Why would you make that statement? And I think it makes a lot more sense now. Him and Neil did not agree with the direction of the show. I think that's, and I think you see it with season two a little bit. I think you see it with like Craig's trying to change it for TV and Neil wants to stick just like telling the story as is. Because there's a lot of changes that I didn't like really agree with. And like Craig Mazin talked about it. And I'm like, I disagree with you on that one, Mick.
So I'm gonna. I did look it up. Haley is leaving the show. So there's two. Well, there. I'm reading a couple. I'm just kind of scrolling through the comments real quick to see if there's any more insight. There's not a lot. So somebody said this. So Haley Gross is leaving the show, which I'll be honest, that concerns me because I do think like people give her a lot of shit for part two, but I think she brought a lot of really interesting direction to it. But somebody said best case, it's time to work on part three. Okay. Worst case, Mazin and/or HBO have specific changes they're going to make to the story that Naughty Dog and the team can't stomach, or both. It could be both. And I think that
I get the sense that Neil Druckmann is like, fuck that. We're going to make our ending the way we want to end it. Like very George R. R. Martin, except they made actually finish it.
They finished the next.
But like, that's kind of like what it seems like. It was like, all right, we got to end the TV show. Game of Thrones.
I think the problem is like the story, like I think drawing it out over multiple seasons is a huge mistake. Like two. Okay. I can get behind that. But I think HBO as a platform has really been frustrating for me as a viewer of it for so many years, because I think somebody said it's this new president that's been pushing these 7-episode seasons, and it's like, this shit's ass, bro.
It is.
You fundamentally do not understand story writing structure unless you have a super tight, small cast with extremely focused writing. 7 episodes is just not, plain and simple, not enough.
So I actually, last video, I reviewed Ironheart, which is actually a pretty decent show. A lot better than like what I would imagine, because Disney gave it no press. But it was 6 episodes. And I did this thing where I was just like, I am so sick of these 6-episode seasons, because like, I know that it could be done. I know that a 6-7 episode, like you could make a good series or a good season of television. I know that to me, it would make sense that it could happen, but for whatever reason, anytime like a superhero show or like any of these shows that we watch, the 6 or 7 episodes, I'm always feeling dissatisfied with like the pacing. It either feels like it's too, like we're not getting enough, or it feels like we're getting too much. Like it feels like when someone's like, oh, we're going to do 6 episodes or 7 episodes. It's like, okay, couldn't this be a movie, or could you not do 10 episodes? It feels like we're not getting enough and we're racing towards an end where it's like, this doesn't feel satisfactory.
I think the only counter I would have, where it's still frustrating as a viewer, but I can at least somewhat stomach it more, is like a Better Call. Well, actually, I don't know if Better Call Saul did it, but I don't mind if it's like 6 episodes with 6 months gap between. Like, say, it's like 12 episodes.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, I think, did that.
I think they did 8 episodes, though, and that is better than 6 or 7.
Yeah, it's just not enough. Like, I think that's ultimately the problem, is you can't, like, and at that point, it really is 2 different seasons.
Can I give you one example where I thought it was fine, but I also was just like, Creatures Commandos. So James Gunn's Superman's coming out this week.
Yeah.
I'm posting it the day that it comes out. I am excited. I am okay. Like, I'm feeling the vibe. Like, I haven't been this excited to go to a movie theater in a while.
The test reviews were a little rough, but it looks like their reviewers are coming in saying it's solid. So that makes me confident.
It's James Gunn. He's going to give you a great movie. I don't know if he has a ceiling to hit an elite movie, but he's never, like, he's always made a great, solid movie.
Yeah. The man understands those kind of stories very well.
He does. This one will be interesting, but, like, I was listening to the Spotify version. Anyway, he wrote Creatures Commandos, the animated show that was kind of like the soft start for the DCU. Everything is in that show is canon for this universe. That season, that show is 7 episodes. And it was kind of written like each episode was for a character of like that character was like a main character of that episode. And it all worked for like one story. And he kind of just said, well, 7 episodes just felt right because I didn't have any more story to write. And I'm like, fair.
Mm-hmm.
However, after the 7th one, I'm like, it really feels like there should have been an epilogue or something. We just end it. And I'm like, I feel empty. And I'm like, even this, like, I gave it a 4, but I'm like, the ending needed more. I need a little bit more of something. I need an epilogue of sorts. Like 7, 6, 7 just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel whole. And honestly, with Last of Us season 2, I'm just like, I know where it ends. I knew it 2 years ago. I said it, where it was going to end. And it didn't feel great, especially with 7 episodes. I'm like, it's just,
and it will, I think we would both be having a very different opinion if we knew season 3 was coming out next year or like 6 months from now. Yep.
Like if they're like, hey, next season 3, the part 2 Abby season coming March 2026. I'd be like, that's fair. That is a fair time to wait.
Gives you
I
a
can
year to
wait one
adjust, and
year.
kind of the hype is there. But what we're looking at least 2027, at least,
I
if we're
remember when we get,
lucky.
I remember cable television. We get 26 episodes, and like the next year, we got another 26 episodes.
This
And
is
like
literally. Oh,
those
go ahead.
shows weren't great quality. We should never have 20 plus see. Like, I don't think if you're telling a serialized story, you should never have any more than 20 episodes. I think that's way too much to digest for a season. Arrow and Flash did it was too much. You ended up doing the same shit
The
over and over and
only
over again. It
counter I
got
would
boring.
have is if you were doing it, would be like something like how anime does. This is why I do like anime.
That's different.
It's
That's
a very
different.
I know it's different, but like where it's like half hour, there's a point eight point, like you have your point that you know exactly how the story's gonna go. I think the problem with a lot of this old school shows, I don't know if you know much about this, so the writing from process is like they would set stuff up in episode one and be like, we have no idea how we're gonna get there. We're just gonna find our way there. And it's like, whoa, dude. You gotta have this shit locked down.
Hold on. I'll push back on that. As a writer, I'll push back on that. And I think George R. R. Martin, speaking of him again, he's talked about this pretty. There's two ways of writing a story, right? You can either just start writing stuff, you don't know how it's going to go, and you figure it out as you write. One Piece Oda, that's how he writes. A lot of the stories, like he's teasing things up. He doesn't know, like 25 years later, we're getting finally answers to it. He's now writing it. Had he figured it out 25 years ago? Fuck no. He probably didn't figure it out until like the last year. But like, it works as long as you get back to it and you write it out. Or you could be someone who writes every little detail, you know where it's going, and everything is ridiculously laid out. Both of them work. But like, if you tease something, like cable TV does it often, like, oh, we'll figure out, we'll get there. Someone's gonna die. Arrow did that for season four, I believe. And it was just like, you're teasing something and you don't know, like you don't have the answer. It can work out, but also you're giving a promise you don't know you can fulfill. And that was kind of the problem with that.
The only
I don't mind people who are like, oh, let's just start a story and we'll see where it goes. Like those could be some of the greatest stories sometimes.
I would see, and I think a good example of that, and I think you're gonna love, I'm pretty sure you've seen the show, so you're gonna love this reference. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man. That show, you fucking never knew. I was like, what?
Oh
You would have
man.
seasons in the season. And it was like, it was, if we could get a show like that again, 26 episodes, where it's like, hey, you might have 8 episodes devoted to this villain. That was very anime-esque
Oh.
for a TV show, where it'd be like,
Well,
hey, you might.
let's hold on, hold on. Do you remember season one of that show?
I did skip like almost all of it. Because somebody was like, it's just, this season's kind of ass, and it's really good. Skip to the part where it meets up with
So
Civil, or with, was it Civil War? No, it would have been.
the story of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was they had their premise, right, of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then in the middle of season one, because they're writing as they go, they learned from Winter Soldier, hey, you know that organization that you're working? We're changing the story. They're the bad guys now, so you might want to put that in your season. And like that
So
show was
based.
ass. That show was straight ass. It was very villain of the week, very just network television. And then everything changed once they're like, oh, Hydra. Oh, you know that guy
Once
that we tried
Hydra
pushing?
attacked, everything changed.
And hey, you know that guy? I think it was Colin his name. You know that really pretty guy we kept pushing? He was
Grant,
very,
right? Wasn't his name?
oh yeah, Grant. He was just very plain Jane, very just basic, male character
Hail Hydra, motherfucker.
protagonist. They're just like, oh, he's evil now. And that wasn't the plan. They just throw the curveball because everything was tanking.
That was so
And
genius, though. That's like what that made their
it
show.
took
I
off.
locked in. That was like the moment where you sit forward in the chair, you're like, what?
I've never seen a show do that before where you're just like, it's just ass. And then something changes out of nowhere and it just becomes great. And then the show was
I
just
would say
great from there on
that
out.
show, I would say, maybe this is just me remembering and maybe it's not that good, but I feel like that show was genuinely elite and incredible. Also, I posted something in the chat I think you're gonna really appreciate, but I just saw somebody post that on Reddit and I thought you would really appreciate that.
Okay. We're getting a little off the plot though with Agents of
Yes, we
S.H.I.E.L.D.
are. All I'm saying is like that would be the case where like a 26 episode season can work if you're actually like if there's shit happening. Like I think a lot of these
Take
shows
that back. Grey's Anatomy is not white woman's
That's hear me out.
Take it back. Take
hear
it
me out.
Back. No.
I thought that was hysterical when I laughed.
That is blasphemy.
Hey, it doesn't have to be a bad thing for you. I'm just saying that's just like
white women deserve better. Like, white women deserve One Piece too, man.
That was so funny though. You got it, like just it's like most random shit happening, and it never ends.
I'm guessing you saw the random comment of someone saying Grey's Anatomy is the white woman's
yes.
version of One
One
Piece.
Piece, yes.
No.
It's so true, dude. I'm telling you, I haven't even watched One Piece, but I can concur with that.
You watched as much One Piece I have. You will be a believer and shoot down anything that's like, oh, what,
It's not
this
a
is this One Piece.
necessarily a diss. It's not necessarily. I wouldn't say it's a diss. It's just here. It's a show that will never end and will have you enraptured every time there's a new season, even if the plot. Even and I'm not saying this is anime gets a pass for this, where it can like have kind of nonsensical things happen.
That's okay. Okay, yeah. There's nonsensical stuff, but no, man. That's a whole other thing. All right, season three predictions. You have to at least watch One Piece before you can say something that blasphemous.
I thought you'd find that funny. I was trying to get you riled up over here.
Oh,
season three predictions.
Up.
I don't know. I'm with Neil and Haley leaving. That really does worry me greatly.
I feel like a little optimistic.
I mean, there's
Greg Mazin. We would never get elite storytelling from season one. We would never got episode three without Greg Mazin.
I'll say
Greg
this.
Mazin.
I think this is going to be the sink or swim part for the show. We're going to see if they're
swimming, baby.
They're either swimming or they're
all right. I have a list of season three predictions.
Right.
I don't know what my number is. It's more than five. I'll say that. It's exactly 10. Wonderful. Perfect. It's just how I wrote it up. 10 predictions for season three. And then just write a bunch of them and not look at it. It's going to be an Abby story through on through. As in, from start to finish, Abby is the protagonist. Just so you know, for everyone, like, we are going to do spoilers from part three. This is going to be into from part two. This is going to be our, like, we're basing those predictions based off the game that we played. I think season three, yeah, it's going to be an Abby story through and through. I don't think that's a big prediction, but yeah, that's my number one prediction. It's going to be an Abby story through and through. Prediction number two, people will like Abby more than they do the game. I think that's already true. I think you already said something similar to this, because since Caitlin Davers is relatively more on the attractive side than I would say even Abby is in the game, I think that will play a part. And I think people, for whatever reason, will like Abby more. Show Abby and then game Abby. And I think it has, I don't know. I get that sense.
Yeah, I think I do maintain that that's probably going to, that's my prediction, is that that's going to be, whether it's right or wrong, I just can see that happening.
We might get some Abby truthers who are then ahead of, like, who are like cheering her on more than Ellie. And I think it's going to be a way that I didn't predict. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be more Abby or Ellie from the show, but I am like slightly an Abby fan from the game. So we'll see. All right. My number three prediction. The story will feature a heavy amount of Isaac, and he will be the main bad, but the big bad at the end of the game, or the end of the season, is going to be Ellie. And Tommy's going to be a side villain for an episode. But the main big bad is going to be Isaac. And
I don't want to say it's bad, but I think that's a very obvious, natural take. And I shouldn't say obvious, it's a very natural take for the story.
Well, in the game, he was a kind of a story villain that was kind of dropped. Like he was there. There was a conclusion, but it wasn't as much as you would think in a typical story. And I feel like Isaac might have a bigger part. Then again, since Neil Druckmann is no longer here, he's the one I feel like would push more of an Isaac story because he wasn't able to do it in the game. So there is a little caveat, but I do think we're going to get a heavy amount of Isaac. Number four, Manny the roommate, the friend of Abby, the one that kicked Ellie in the head in season two, will be humanized enough to love him, but kind of a love-hate love.
I don't know. I feel like they might just full on make us love him just to really sink, like, stick it home, just to really make it hurt.
He's gonna be very similar to like the people that we like are around, where like he's lovable, like he's that lovable asshole that you're like, ah,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm happy he's on our side. But then he'll see like a Seraphite and just say the most racist shit ever, and you're just like, ah, yeah, there's that deep part
Yep.
about him that I'm just like, fuck that dude. I feel like that's what we're gonna get. So that's my number four. Number five, I don't know who the actor or actress who plays this character, but Lev, if done right, by the way, is going to be the standout of season three alongside Owen. Caitlin Devers is, I think, is going to be the best character in the
You have a
game.
lot of optimism for this world, my friend.
I do. I do. These are my predictions. I think Lev's going to be a standout. All right, sixth prediction. I think they're going to. Well, I think Craig Mazin might push for season four to not be a thing and season three to be a proper 10 episodes. I think there's going to be a push. I don't think he's going to win. I think he's going to push for season three to be the ending of the show. And I
So you
think we'll
would
hear
take it
about it.
all the way. You would take it all the way.
No, I think Craig Mazin, or I think someone's going to push. I think it's going to be talked about, and I think it's going to be shut down. But I think it's going to be something we hear about in a few months, where they talked about doing season three of all of the story of all of part two, and ending it with season three instead of doing a season four. I don't think it, how I don't think I was going to say House of Dragons, but HBO, I don't think is going to do that. They're going to want a season out immediately, and they're going to want as many seasons as possible.
Yep, which is a huge. I think it's been just. I mean, I feel like in general, the latest consensus has been kind of like HBO used to be the premier
It
television place,
was. It was.
and now it's kind of like, yeah, it's hit or miss, and that's really not what you want for paid television like that.
Well, it's just like House of Dragons season two. They only did
Yep,
like six or seven episodes.
dude. I will
And
say,
like,
I didn't even finish it. It spoiled myself on how that season ended. I'm like, I'm so happy I didn't stick it out. I would have been so fucking pissed.
it's kind of like Game of Thrones, where you're like, ah, I see the potential. This should have been really good. Like, the effects were amazing, but like, for whatever fucking reason, you guys just decided to shorten the seasons and try to tell a story really quickly. And House of Dragons, I thought that was solid. It was just, you ended, like, season two is just weird. And yeah, so I don't know. All right, number seven, we will get the crane scene. We were teased about it in season two. We were getting it. Not a crazy prediction, but I just, like, it's there.
I don't know though, because they showed the Seattle skyline and it didn't have any of the
No,
bridges.
it did. It did. It had one
Did
bridge.
it? Oh,
Yeah.
maybe I missed it.
It was either episode six or episode seven. I pointed it out, man. It was
Did
there.
you? I mean, I
It
just
did.
don't. There's so
You said
much.
the same thing. Like, I don't remember seeing it. I'm like, no, it was there. Damn it. All right. Number eight. Rat King won't be done full justice, but we'll get just enough to garnish some respect. Like, you'll be like, you know what? Not how I would have done it, but I get it. I think that's where how we're gonna feel once the Rat King shows up. For those who don't know who the Rat King is, you don't really want to know. As a player, I guess, for a show, you might be fine, but as a player, goddamn, I hate it.
That moment was so hype, though. I was like, "Oh fuck!" But afterwards, and now it's like, "Hell yeah,
Is the
let's
moment.
go!"
Anytime I see that hospital, I was like, oh, Rat King. And then like I remember the first time I was playing it with like Sapphire in the background. I was like, oh, Rat King. She's like, what is the Rat King? I'm like,
Racking, you'll find out.
you'll
Just
know.
leave it there.
And then like as we're getting there, I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. And she's like,
You need to
is it
hear
that
it.
bad? It's
Did
like,
you
is
hear,
it
do you know
even?
you can hear it in Ellie's playthrough? You'll hear it like screaming. And
Oh yeah.
I was like, that's so fucking metal. That's so fucking metal.
All right, number nine. The Seraphites are going to be humanized, like Manny and the Wolves. But you're going to get to a point where you're going to understand their killings. You're going to understand their side. But I think we're going to get some Seraphites and we're going to get some humanization of them. Not a bit, again, not a big crazy prediction, but I think we're going to get more than the games.
I mean, the games did a pretty good job, I would say, but I think we'll see further. And I think it's, well, I think that's going to be really important. If they do it justice, it could be so, I think it could be a very important show to help people understand a lot of like real world stuff happening right now. Of like, why do we brutalize these people that just 'cause they're different from us?
Yeah. People we don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like, it's Abby's story. It's like her whole thing. She meets some Seraphites. She starts to understand the culture. She starts to become a decent, good human being. She drops out of the army. I'm spoiling this all. I just realized okay. Spoilers. Sorry, people. Number 10. This will be the lowest rated season critically, but I think me and you will enjoy it more than season two.
Okay. I like that. I mean, I hope you're right, man. I really like, I don't want, it's my favorite story of all time, and I would love to not be. Yeah.
As disappointed as season two?
There we go.
Can season three redeem season two? Can Greg Maven, is there a world where we get a 5-5 minus storytelling that redeems season two?
The thing is like they're going to have to, I don't know. The thing is, I can't give you that answer because they're going to have to change the story so fundamentally.
I don't think they can.
I don't know if they can. Like, I don't know if they can, in the sense of like, because of that last. I mean, it depends on how far they take season three, right? Like, if this is the end of the story, they have to change. They already showed a moment I don't think they should have shown when they did. I think they played their biggest ace. And people that I feel like don't understand that scene are kind of media illiterate, to be honest with you. But
yeah, I think Craig Mazin's a good enough writer. And I think there's enough talent where I wasn't super upset, but I was just like, okay, that's a choice. You're taking that away from future seasons. You're taking that ending of Ellie's story and you're putting it in the forefront. I'm like, that was a very emotional ending. So to change it, it's a choice. I don't know what they replace it with. I think Craig Mazin is good enough to find something great. He's shown elite storytelling ability. So this is where I'm like, this is where I'm optimistic, right? It's not like Neil Druckmann was like the genius writer that left the project. He did write Last of Us. He did write Last of Us Part 2, or was, you know, at least half of that story. But Craig Mazin is an elite storyteller for television. If someone was going to leave this project, I'm happy that it wasn't Craig Mazin, because I don't know if Neil Druckmann could do a story via television. I know Craig Mazin can.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm a little bit more optimistic because I'm like, I can see Craig Mazin taking this on his own, making his own story, stretching Abby's Seattle story out, even stretching the Santa Barbara story out, and making his own stamp on The Last of Us mythology and the show. And I'm like, I can see him taking this and making it his baby and making it like an elite level television show again. I can see it. It's there. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know if HBO is going to allow to fill it out, because like, I don't know, because if you tell the story as is, you have like what, 4, 5, maybe 6 episodes without going to the Santa Barbara. Like, you maybe have that, but then you're getting into like, are you going to bring Ellie back as the main character? Cause like it should be an Abby season. Like, it should just be an Abby season. Ooh, one last take. What if Abby doesn't give up the main character role in season four?
I don't know if I like that very much, to be honest. Yeah. I still think it's Ellie's story.
Or like, what if the Abby story continues to Santa Barbara?
I mean, that I'd be fine with. I think it'd be fine to have if they do season four, I'd be fine with them doing like a truly like a joint season between the two of them co-leading.
I think it's
ultimately Ellie's story, though. Fundamentally, I think it's Ellie's story.
Spinoff.
I think that's like the
Last of Us
very Abby. Foundational. Oh, god damn it.
By Craig Mazin. I'd actually be okay with that.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I'm back. Wait.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, that was, sorry about that. I might.
I
Apparently,
almost
I.
was like, I almost ended the show right there.
Yeah.
I guess my question is like, Abby spin. Honestly, I could see it. I don't think they're going to. I think Craig Mazin would want to do his own
He
thing.
already said that he wouldn't do anything that's not in the canon, basically.
Yeah, but money talks, man.
True, I wouldn't want him to though. I think that's Neil and Haley's story to tell, not and Naughty Dog specifically, not even Neil's. Like,
I agree. I wouldn't mind a spin-off though. The game won't cover the story. Like I wouldn't
if
mind.
they're like, yeah, we have no plans of making this, to like, and it has direct creative involvement from Naughty Dog start to finish. There's no like bullshit of, yeah.
All
Then
right.
I would be.
MVP for the season, my prediction is Abby. I think Lev and Yara and Owen are in the mix, but I think it's Abby, obviously. Most valuable villain, I think it's either going to be Isaac or Ellie. I think it's going to be Isaac with the winner, though, because I think he's just going to be the villain. My rating prediction, 4-. That's my prediction. I think it's going to be like there's some great stuff here. I don't know.
This is really where it's. Oh, go ahead.
After watching season two, I'm like, I don't know how you fold it all together without telling the Santa Barbara story. That's going to be satisfying. I don't know if Craig Mazin's the guy to do it, but I don't know. I don't see it. I would have done part two so much differently. Season two, Jackson. Season three, Seattle. Season four, Santa Barbara. Make that a mini season. Boom. Was like you make season three huge with like part one, part two of season three, you know? Like, I don't know. I just like I don't I want to be more optimistic. And I think I'm more optimistic than you are, but I wish I was more optimistic heading into it. But now we have to wait 2 years.
Waiting, I think, is going to be very detrimental for the
I agree.
show. I think that's what's going to make it really difficult for it to hit the five. Because
All.
I think the number one complaint you're going to hear is, "Oh, great game, great story. It's really stupid. It took them like 8 years to make it."
Yeah. Well, maybe part three will come out.
Yeah, I mean that would be cool. I mean, I would actually honestly take that over a season three.
Oh, easily.
If I had to pick between, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take season
Okay.
three.
How about this? Part three comes out in the next 5 years, but season three, season four gets canceled.
Fine.
Or you have to wait 10 years for part three, and then the show finishes.
Part three. I'm gonna pick part three. If I could guarantee it, like
I
5 years.
almost would too. I was just like part three and three. Like that's the story we know. You know, it's kind of the same thing. Like One Piece, and using that example, would you rather have the manga end or the TV show? And you can't have both. It's like,
Have you been reading the manga?
oh, I'm caught up, baby. I haven't read all the
How the
manga.
fuck? There's like 10,000 chapters of that thing, isn't there?
I didn't read all the manga. It's quick read. It's a quick read. I will say, yeah, we're getting way talking One Piece again. I am caught up all the way up to the subtitles, and I'm caught up to the manga. I restarted the manga in Wano, and then like at towards the end of Wano, and then read all the way through where they are now in Elbaf Island. So I'm waiting week to week, and I'm going to be doing that for the next decade probably.
God damn.
It's
Yeah.
the greatest story ever told. So,
It's the greatest story.
it's a fucking epic, man. Like, that's why I'm like, hold up. You could tell a story this way. You can tell a story without knowing like
Have
anything
you?
about it, and just keep going.
I don't know where you're sitting. I mean, I don't know, maybe this is more of a post-pod question, but are you in more of the anime realm these days? Like, what do you watch more of it now that you've watched One Piece?
Yes, I'm more open to it.
Have you watched Dan to Dan yet?
I am not.
That is a great. There's only 12 episodes. We could talk about it after the pod, but
Yes.
yes.
All right, let's finish up. All right, everyone, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is Jake from Don't Involve Me, and Michael Schumer from Pixel Loose. We are signing off. That was our Last of Us season 2, season 3 talk for probably the next 2 years,
Yep.
sadly. All
Yep.
right.
It's gonna be a
Signing
minute.
off.
Later, guys.